What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to New York Minute. I'm your host, Person, and today, after a lengthy break, we're back, and I'm talking about the conclusion to the Buckeye League that I was a participant of. We did 6 weeks of build an arc, and I decided to take a little bit of a chill pill from the normal grind of format to the dirt and figure things out. I wanted to get to play some cards I don't normally get to play. And after round one, I wanted to do week by week, but that became increasingly difficult as the war for scholars rages on. So I'm gonna break down weeks 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and then my overall thoughts and opinions on the format and the event as a whole. So week 2 rolls in. I had just taken a loss in week 1 against Venom, and I knew that I wanted to fight because my opponent, Ralph Cole, shouts out to him. My opponent had cards that lent themselves towards some kind of Prowler Maximus combo. So I decided to play Iron Fist, and I ended up winning. The key cards from that round I remember were Ancient One, personal favorite of mine on the drop, and Iron Fist as a whole. He was actually really surprising. I didn't think much of the main character when he first rolled out, but he got me the win that week. Weeks 3 and 4, I decided to play Photo. I gave away 2 of my illustrated boxes for MCU Battles and MCU Heroes. And so week 3 and 4, I would actually end up taking losses both weeks. I played Iron Man against Valkyrie and Ash. It felt winnable, but I didn't draw yellows. And then week 4, I played Cap against Vern with Galactus, and I ended up not drawing greens. And again, both matchups felt winnable. It felt like I could have been a part of the game in a major way, but the cards just didn't come to me in that way. 5 and 6, I gave back Photo and decided, you know what? Everybody else is ignoring alien battles, and there's some pretty interesting utility cards in there. Some haymakers in the form of Power Loader, Call, and Kane for sure. So I scooped that up, and then I was like, you know what? I haven't played Carol since It's All Good, so let me try that. And I ended up playing kind of like a cool theme deck of Carol and the Pro-Reg trying to exterminate the Xenomorphs. I got to play the Dragon, my favorite Xenomorph. I got to play TPO as a complimentary 5-drop because I did not like Cersei. And I ended up winning both games back-to-back. I played against James Monroe. Shouts out to him. He was on Deadpool in week 5. And it was a pretty decisive win. Carol gets really big and fights really fast. And then week 6, which just concluded, I played against a Quake player. I don't recall his name right now, but Quake. She has a size problem, and Carol got really huge really fast. That ended my Buckeye League experience. I went 3-3. Overall, I'm pretty happy with that despite taking a chunk of losses in the mid. But again, I got to play some cards that I wouldn't have otherwise played in the season. Big shout out to David Robbins, the team over at Buckeye. I had a lot of fun with this event, I'd say. Don't count on me being in the very, very next one, but I probably will make an appearance in the future. Yeah, and that's it for Build an Arc Buckeye League. I had a lot of fun with it. And the fun doesn't stop as far as Build an Arc is concerned. We have a regional coming up at the end of the month. And between that and the pathetic excuse of testing for the format, and school, midterms are picking up again, I actually am in a place where I have no plan for the next episode of the podcast. I have some things planned. I'd like to do some more hot takes. I'd like to do some more where does this card go. But it's hard to promise more than maybe once every other week, if not once a month at this time. I'm going to try and make it faster than that as far as episodes goes. But I do know that the next time you hear from me, it will probably be post-Oklahoma Regional. So stay tuned for that, and then we're going to move into pre- pre-Gen Con talks. Gonna get my friends back on the show. Gonna pick back up with where does this card go and other things that I want to do for the show. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I'm your host, Burgess, and it's been the New York Minute. Peace.